podcast, Sonic.
Good morning, my many friends. I'm Gunnar Andrews Show studio usher, Teddy Peterson. Say, condoms are now the law on Los Angeles porn sets. Introducing the worst job ever. Porn set condom inspector. Excuse me, sir. Can I please see your license and... Now, silence. Silence, I say. For can't you see we're trying to do a show here? Here comes another steaming pant load of Garner and Chew Show on the Sonic.
It's a podcast from Sonic 1029.
Hey, Garner.
Hello.
It's meat day.
Meat day. Woo! Meat draw, meat draw. Everyone loves a meat draw.
Meat day. Give Garner a call.
Yeah, the Garner, a small town radio in the big city at its best. I mean, any radio station can give away a truck or a trip to Jamaica or a dream kitchen. I'm going to give away a dream kitchen on this show. Used to be back in the 70s on game shows, it'd be like the guy would be like, look at this studio full of fabulous prizes, including a hi-fi system and a dream kitchen.
Dream. But you gotta make everything 70s style, just like back then.
Dream Kitchen, again, an awesome band name. Dream Kitchen.
The Garner Andrews Show Podcast.
Hey, Garner, I have a question for you, and I just want to start off by saying I'm joking, but you set yourself up for it, so I had to ask. What is the sound of meat? Is it the sound of animals dying?
Yeah.
Aww.
Yeah, it's like...
That's so sad. I heard the sound of meat.
Pull the phone back just a little bit from your mouth.
Because it sort of sounds like this when we're talking to each other.
But, sorry, I'm trying to get into work at the same time as talking to you.
Trying to get in what?
Work.
Trying to get into work. Okay.
Yeah.
No, the sound of meat sounds like, like I told the girl last week, it's like if you took a washcloth and you got it all wet and then you slapped it against a tile wall.
Okay.
Here, I'll play it for you. That's what the sound of meat is. Okay?
Oh, okay.
Okay? You'll know it when you hear it, except for you're not interested because you're either vegan or vegetarian.
I was just wondering. I'm vegan, so I had to make the plug.
Oh, of course. Okay. Except for when you're alone, like when none of your friends phone you on Friday night when they said they would, and you're stuck at home alone, you're in, you sneak into the back of the fridge, right, where you keep that jar of Hormel real bacon bits, and you nibble at them.
Oh, come on. The Garner Andrews Show Podcast.
I have to tell you something pretty funny.
Okay.
So that vegan who called in about the meat draw.
We had a vegan who was, she was just expressing her concern over the meat draw. She wasn't being overly, she was cool.
No. And I don't mean to say anything negative about her. You just mentioned that, you're only a vegan when there's people around and then, at night you sneak into the fridge for the real bacon bits and so for Christmas I'm kind of a vegetarian. I eat meat, but I don't eat, steak or pork chops or veal or anything. It's mostly chicken and fish.
Okay.
And I miss bacon a lot.
And you eat bacon a lot?
No, I miss bacon a lot.
Oh, okay.
It just upsets my stomach. So for Christmas, I actually got a tube of imitation bacon bits in my stocking.
Mm.
And it was gone by New Year's. Not even on anything, just straight bacon bits into my mouth.
Yeah, those, everybody goes, ew, gross, and they make the yucky face when they see the jar of simulated bacon bits. But I could stand in my pantry and just shake those into my sweaty palm and eat them.
It's delicious. I don't know what it's made of, and I really don't care, but it's so
sometimes
good.
It's like I'm standing there, and I'm eating those, and I'm licking them off my palm, and I'm like, my tongue feels like a cat tongue.
New Year's Eve, I had a bit of a cold, so I put hot sauce on my pizza for dinner. I put hot sauce on my sandwich for lunch, and in between, just handfuls of bacon bits. And I woke up at 3 in the morning, and I thought I was going to die. I had heartburn so bad.
Yeah, I'm so thirsty.
Yeah.
Well, right on. Does it feel good to come out of the meat closet?
It's not a very deep closet. Everybody who knows me knows what's up.
Yeah, I don't think you can be kind of a vegetarian, though, right?
No, I know friends who say they're vegetarian, and then they go out and order fish and chips, and it makes me laugh. I'm like, you're not a vegetarian.
Yeah, or they stumble out of the bar at 2 o'clock in the morning, and they see hot dogs, and they're like, woo! Street meat.
Yeah, so technically not a vegetarian, just not a steakitarian.
Okay.
It's a Sonic podcast.
Hi, I have a little message about that kind of a vegetarian thing. And I have a complete answer to walking out of the bar at 2 a.m. and wanting a hot dog.
Okay, well, hang on a second. We just got off the phone with a girl just before 8 o'clock who said that she's kind of a vegetarian, but she still... she won't eat, like, red meat, but she'll still eat fish and chicken, and she loves her some bacon bits.
Yeah. And so, I'm a vegetarian, and I won't eat, like, any of that stuff at all, but I would have the same thing. I'd walk out of the bar at 2 a.m., and there'd be a doner shop open, and I'd end up eating a doner.
But then... Would you take down the vegetarian flag for a couple of weeks, or would you still flaunt it in everybody's face?
See, the thing is, I feel as though it's a process, and so it's like when people are quitting smoking, you know, they'll go out and they'll have a couple drinks, and then they'll end up having a cigarette because, you know, they're a little bit tipsy, mm-hmm. They have no inhibition. It's the same thing. When you're quitting meat, you'll get drunk, you'll eat a hot dog, eat a doner. And I finally got to the point where I don't drunkenly eat hot dogs and donairs anymore.
Yeah. Now if you could just quit going home from the bar with strangers.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Next New Year's resolution.
Okay.
It's time for Music News You Can Use with Bryce Kelly. Bryce, what's going on today?
A couple Canadian bands have revealed the information on their upcoming new albums. First off, Big Wreck revealed that their new album is indeed going to be called Albatross, and it's set for release on March the 6th. The full track listing is actually up at sonic1029.com. And Our Lady Peace announced that their new album is going to be called Curve, and that bad boy is coming out April the 3rd.
Sonic!
Some big-name modern rockers are getting on board the anti-SOPA movement right now. Nine Inch Nails frontman Trent Reznor, OK Go, Radiohead, Moby, and even Lonely Island all wrote or signed letters outlining their concerns over the Stop Online Piracy Act.
Sonic!
And this is pretty cool, but Rage Against the Machine guitar player Tom Morello is going to be appearing on the upcoming Bruce Springsteen album. These guys are actually pretty good friends because Springsteen would jam with Rage on stage after they covered one of his songs 12 years ago.
That does it for another edition of Music News You Can Use on Sonic. Sonic 1029.
Calling because I wanted to tell you about this book you may or may not have heard of. It's a pretty funny book. It's just loaded with misquoted song lyrics, you know, like songs where people thought, oh, I thought he said this.
Yeah, yeah.
It's called Excuse Me While I Kiss This Guy.
Yeah. Excuse Me While I Kiss This Guy, Jimi Hendrix. I think one of the most famous misheard lyrics has got to be Smoke on the Water, right? Is it Slow Walkin' Walter, Fire Engine Guy? Slow Walkin' Walter, Fire Engine Guy. Yeah, there are tons of them out there. I love this topic because for a guy like me, I don't listen to song lyrics. I purely just listen to the sound of the music. I don't really know what any song is about. So I'm famous for getting song lyrics wrong.
Yeah.
And then have you ever done that when you're singing along to your favorite song and you're singing it all wrong and everybody else is like, whoa, 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 hey, what did you just say?
I've done it a couple times, but I'm more the guy that sings along with, and then when I get to the part that I don't know, I'm like, something. And then get loud again when I know the part.
Well, it's like, I think one of the most famous examples is the Foo Fighters Monkey Wrench at the end when Dave Grohl launches into that one more thing before that part.
Yeah.
And everybody can start that one. And if you're in a carpool, like you're other people, and you embark on that one, you better be prepared to finish. Because everybody else in the car is like, oh yeah, I want to hear this.
Mm-hmm. It follows suit with the end of the world as we know it.
Yes, exactly. That's another famous one there. But if you're going to start singing that one out loud, you'd better know the words or you will be ridiculed and laughed right out of the carpool.
Yeah, actually, I was saying to a friend the other day that if I could go home and, because I got a karaoke machine for Christmas, like if I could go home and practice over and over and over and learn to do the end of the world as we know it, I might be a karaoke legend.
Gas to go from Sonic 1029.
How's it going, man?
Oh, great. And you?
Oh, too bad. Got another misquoted song for you.
Sure.
Buddy of mine starts singing one day. And he starts up with, had my first real sex dream, had it when I was 9.
Had my first real sex dream, had it when I was 9.
Yep.
Played with it till... No.
Yeah, no.
Brian Adams, summer of 69.
Oh, yeah.
Did you ridicule him?
Oh, yeah. We everybody just threw the beer cans at him.
Did he really think those were the words, or was he just being funny?
I'm not sure. He kept asking, what? You know, what's so funny? You know, everybody just, he's an idiot.
And then he went with a little more Brian Adams and dropped, I'm finding it hard to believe you're 11.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Bread crayon in the box.
That was disturbing. I got to go now. What's your name?
My name's Aaron.
Aaron, thank you for the call. I want to shoehorn one more in here, Amber. Hello there, Sonic.
Hi.
Hello.
I just turned on my radio and it said the calling, so I'm calling.
No, we're just talking about stuff. I'm not giving away any prizes right now. We're just talking about those people that mishear song lyrics and they sing songs wrong.
I used to do that with the beginning of CSI. Who Are They, I think the song is called.
Yeah,
Who Are You? Yeah, Who is Wally, is what I thought it was.
Who's Wally?
That's exactly what I thought.
That sounds nothing.
I heard me one day singing it at the beginning. He's like, what are you singing? I'm like, the song. He's like, not what it is. It's Who Are They? I'm like, no, it's Who's Wally?
it's Who Are You?
I'm Carrie.
No, the song is called Who Are You? Okay. Hey.
Oh, you're funny.
No, it's seriously called Who Are You?
I know. I thought you were asking Who Am I?
No.
The Modern Rock Door. The Modern Rock Door. Sonic's got the Modern Rock Door with Garner, Andrews, and so much more. Can you guess what's behind the Modern Rock Door?
Another week is over, but the Modern Rock Door is still around. Anthony was on this morning, and he guessed Pussifer, The Mission. Now, I love me The Mission, but that ain't the song, friend. So you're going to have to try again Monday morning when we kick off $100 a day week. At 8:20 a.m. on Monday, call up 780-423-1029 and list off the correct song and artist of this. Should you be able to complete that simple task, Garner's going to cut you a check for $2,182.
Tune in to the Garner Andrews Show weekday mornings at 8:20 as the Modern Rock Door jackpot grows. Sonic 1029.
Oh, Sonic 1029.
Modern Rock.
Garner, you're doing it again. You're messing with me.
In what way?
The song choices that you play after Modern Rock Door. You've done this to me in the past where...
You think I'm throwing you clues, right?
Well, see, because the funny thing is that this has happened before where I thought a song was the Modern Rock Door song, and then you played the song immediately after the Modern Rock Door, even though nobody won. So I'm listening today, and I was actually thinking, driving in this morning, I'm thinking it's got to be either Come Out and Play or Self Esteem. And then, sure enough, this morning, now you're playing Self Esteem right after the Modern Rock Tour. But touche, Garner.
How come stand-up comedians always run to the microphone when they come out on stage? Seems kind of weird. It's not like I'm sitting in my seat going, come on! The show is supposed to start 4 seconds ago! Get out here! Take your time. I'm cool. I can wait. I should really get my tires rotated.
You are a worthy foe, Mr. Andrews.
What? No, I'd love to see that movie. If I could borrow the DVD, that'd be awesome. Thank you for phoning.
Like what you're hearing here? Check out the Lane Mitchell Podcast, Sonic's Afternoon Guy. Download it for free at sonic1029.com.
Hey, what's going on today?
Oh, you know, just stealing people's cars.
Are you?
Yeah, legally, though.
Oh, are you a repo man?
Kind of.
Wow, that'd be exciting.
It is a little bit, especially when they come out and catch you doing it.
Yeah. Have you ever come face to face with someone you didn't want?
It.
Really?
Yeah. I've been doing this job for 8 years, man. It doesn't get any easier, but it doesn't get any harder either.
Has anybody pulled a piece on you?
Knives. I've seen a gun, but mostly it's just harsh language.
Yeah. I would have to think, though, that a lot of people, surprisingly enough, probably when they catch you, they're just really embarrassed.
Half the time, yeah.
Yeah.
Most of them, they're just, oh, why, what are you doing this for? And then you tell them, and they're all like, oh, well, I was kind of hoping to get it for a little bit longer, or I was kind of hoping I could park here for a little bit longer. I've only been here for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
They always try the same old excuses.
And, you know, it's weird because a few times lately, and even before it got really, really cold in my neighborhood, and I live in a good neighborhood, I've seen some pretty high-end vehicles being towed from there, and I keep thinking to myself, are those repos? I saw a brand new Range Rover about 2 weeks ago getting hauled out of my neighborhood. Would that
be
a repo?
Probably a repo.
Yeah, and what else? Even when you see like an Escalade or something like that, you kind of wonder, is that a repo? Because that's too new to have that kind of problems with it, that it's not even drivable.
Well, yeah, sure. It all depends on the weather as well. I mean, if it's minus 30 and the guy's, you know, got more money than brain cells, didn't plug it in,
yeah,
you know, chances are good it didn't start. And they always overreact and just get it towed wherever, and they just warm it up and boom, it starts up.
Hey, do you want to tell me your first name or not?
Sure, I'm Dre.
Hey, do you have something on your hook right now?
No, actually, I've got to clear off one area. I just went to see if there was a vehicle parked anywhere in the fire lane over at a place up north, but there isn't, so
okay.
I got to clear that one off. But other than that, everybody's being good lately. The Gas to
Go Podcast. How often do people call into radio stations and propose or, you know, ask out some of the personalities on air for dates?
Well, I can honestly tell you, it never happens for your pal Garner, ever. And
I wonder what might happen with Ms. Taylor and Ms. Quinn if that happens on a regular basis, because they're in during the night and maybe guys are feeling a little lonely or...
Well, I was talking to Brandy one day. Yeah, she gets some of the most disgusting phone calls you could ever imagine. And listen up, guys. Phoning a girl who works on the radio and asking her if she could text you some pictures of her feet. You're never, ever going to get anywhere with her by doing that. And that honestly has happened to sweet, sweet Brandy on more than one occasion. Yeah, but no, Penny and Brandy, I think, get hit on all the time. As far as the guys here go, I'm sure it happens. First thing in the morning when I work, though, it's not exactly prime hit on a stranger time.
Well, maybe first thing when you get in, because people are just getting home from the bar.
Yeah. And I'm not going to... when I'm out in public in that, you know, there are times when opportunities do present themselves, but not... It's not like every time I go out, somebody's like, hey.
Hey, babe, you want to go out?
You know?
I just wanted to know that, you know, because the nightclub DJs, you know, they always seem to have ladies coming up their way, but obviously there's some
Well, alcohol. Yeah, they're working near alcohol, and that's the difference right there. And I know that when I was a younger guy just working in radio, there'd be girls that would phone all the time, and they'd want to meet you, but... not typically the kind of girls you want to hitch your wagon to.
Obviously, you know, if they're phoning in needy and whatnot, then maybe they're not the best person to be around for extended periods of time, I guess.
Yeah.
This is the Garner Andrews Show. To go, like, get the hell out of here.